My name is Jacob. My wish for a child in a developing country would be that they can receive fresh food, clean water, and health care. People need fresh food so they don't get sick as often as they do now. If they had fresh food, they would be healthy. That is my wish.
Hi, my name is Lexi.
My name is Isaac.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids.
All about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Jacob, for sharing your Christmas wish with us, and thanks to Lexi and Isaac for introducing our show. I'm Julie Berry, and you are listening to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 DeBrigg, coming to you from Elmer, Ontario. These days, it seems that Christmas can get all tangled up with presents, with giving gifts and receiving gifts, and maybe, just maybe, we forget what it's really all about. The students at Port Burwell Public School have a special message for all of us today.
Courtney, my wish for a child in a developing country would be for a child or more to be able to move to Canada, because then they could have the proper food and have a bed and be healthy.
In the bleak midwinter, long ago.
I think food is the most important Christmas gift for kids in a developing country this year.
My name is Janelle. My wish for a child in a developing country is to have a home with their family, because when you have a home, you can run to it if you are in trouble.
My name is Julia, and my wish for a child in a developing country is that they have enough different foods, because if you don't have enough different foods, then you won't have enough energy to do anything else, like pay attention in class, and you might get sick.
In the bleak midwinter, a stable place sufficed.
My name is Preston. My wish for a child from a developing country is for the orphans to have their parents back. Children from these countries could have the foundation in life to learn from their parents and not have to fend for themselves at a young age, because that would allow kids' parents to buy the food and the water that they need. That is my wish.
My name is Victoria, and my wish to a child to have a house, because if you don't have a house, you won't feel like you're safe, because you want to be with your family. You need a bed and clothes and drawers, and there are a lot of people in developing countries who don't have food or shelter. That is my wish to a needed child.
But his mother only in her.
My name is Will. My wish for a girl in a developing country would be that they are treated equally and that they are not a man's property.
My name is Abby, and my wish for a child in a developing country for our children to have a roof over their heads. Children should be able to get rest, food, water, and health care. This is my wish.
My name is Christy. My wish for a child from a developing country is that to get good, healthy food. I think it is important, because then you can eat it, sell it, and make money. When you eat the food, you can get some energy to walk to school and get water. With the money you get, you can afford an education to go to school and learn. That is my Christmas wish for a developing country.
Yet what I can, I give. Yeah.
My name is Ashlyn, and so many children in Pakistan and Afghanistan and other unfortunate developing countries need lots of things for their health, like water, food, protection, and love. But mostly, children need a symbol to give them a reason to keep on hoping. Hope is important because if you have hope, then you will feel like you can make a difference for yourself and the world. I
Thank you, Courtney, Court, Janelle, Julia, Preston, Victoria, Will, Abby, Christy, and Ashlyn for telling us your Christmas wishes. Millions of children all over the world struggle in many ways just to live. Books are powerful because when we read them, they take us to other worlds that we might not otherwise know about. Our next book is about the United Nations Charter of Rights for Children. The charter was adopted on December 10, 1959. That's over 50 years ago. Lexi and Isaac, two students from Port Burwell Public School, are going to read a book that is based on the United Nations Charter of Rights for Children.
I Have the Right to Be a Child by Elaine Serres. Pictures by Aurelia Franti. I am a child, with eyes, hands, a voice, a heart, and rights.
I have the right to a first name, a last name, a family that smiles at me, and a country that I can call my home.
I have the right to have enough food to eat and water to drink so that I can grow. My favorite thing is an orange. You can eat it or drink its juice.
I have the right to live under a roof, to be warm but not too hot, not to be poor, and to have just enough of what I need, not more.
I have the right to be cured with the best medicines that were ever invented, and to run and jump and climb and shout.
I have the right to go to school without having to pay so that I can learn how birds or planes or poppy seeds fly.
I have the same rights whether I'm a girl
or a boy.
Boys and girls love the same songs.
I have exactly the same rights to be respected, whether I am black or white, small or big, rich or poor, born here or somewhere else.
I have the right to be helped by my parents, my friends, and my country if my body doesn't work as well as other children's.
I have the right to be free from any kind of violence, and no one has the right take advantage of me because I'm a child. No one.
No one. I have the right to go to school and to refuse to go to work. I'll choose a job when I've learned everything I want to know.
I have the right to be protected by adults and to be sheltered from disasters
under a great big umbrella, whether there's too much rain or because of other sad things.
I have the right to never experience the storm of war or the thunder of weapons. I am afraid of guided missiles and smart bombs.
I have the right to breathe clean air that's as pure as the blue sky.
I have the right to play, to create, to imagine, to make faces and to leap around, and also to have friends, because dancing alone isn't very much fun.
I have the right to learn about friendship, peace, and respect for our planet, and for each human being who lives on it, for each animal that inhabits it, for each plant that nourishes it.
I have the right to express myself completely freely, to say what I truly think about everything, even if it doesn't always please my dad, to say exactly how I feel, even if it doesn't always please my mom.
I have the right to all these rights just because I am a child. When will all children everywhere really have their rights respected? Tomorrow? The day after tomorrow? In 20 years?
We need our rights to be respected. Now. Today. Because it is right now. Today, that we are children.
This show would not be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Public Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
I am very grateful for the work that was done here by the students of Port Burwell Public School under the guidance and support of their awesome teacher, Mrs. Koivu, and their amazing principal, Diane Herder. You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 Radio DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. Tune in to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Berry. Have a great week.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat je wel voorn, die zand alle nu op. De openerstunden zijn on the library deren te zijn. Je kan ook voen, dan dat voen nummer is 519-631-1500, extension 109, van je nog meer informatie veelt. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we hebben in onze libraries om je en je familie met helpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.